So we have this fact experiencing. It's an undeniable fact. It can't be avoided. There's only experiencing. Whatever's occurring, you are experiencing it. You are, regardless of what the mind is saying, what stories are present, whatever else, what thoughts are going on, you are totally there. You can't not be totally there for that. You're totally there for the stories. You're totally there for the appearances. You're totally there for all of it. But the noticing experience, noticing that it's experiencing, to temporarily call it an it. I mean, what is experiencing? I don't know. But it's this sentience, this aliveness, that this perceptive immediacy. To notice that is going on, and to notice no matter what the apparent circumstances that are appearing, you are completely there for all of it. It is an arising of experience and nothing else. Noticing that fact is complete integration of experience. There's a kind of quality to it which can't really be put into words. When there's a noticing of this fact, there's a kind of juiciness there, there's sort of an aliveness there to noticing, you know, oh my God, I'm experiencing right now, I'm experiencing all of this.
Yeah, everything is held in and made of your infinite capacity of experiencing or awareness. Now, what experiencing is, what awareness is open to interpretation, maybe impossible to put into words, but we have a few words and we use a few words for this space of knowing, consciousness, beingness. Everything arises in that, and everything that arises is saturated with it. So if you are aware of it, you are already holding it. No effort, no trying, no struggle. No need even to try to hold it. No need to even try to accept it, make peace with it, or even to integrate it or unify it. We are experience integrators, but in a truer sense, there's no need to integrate experience, because every experience is seamlessly at one with the space of experiencing, the space of awareness. You can't separate any experience from the experiencing fact. You're listening to the Non-Duality Podcast. This is Nick Hyam from NisargaYoga.com, and here with me is Paul Dobson. So you are this unlimited space of knowing, and you already include everything that you know. What isn't included? Even the darkest thought, even the most anxious feeling, even the most seemingly restrictive sensation, even your greatest fear, it all appears here. It all appears now. It all appears in this. You are here. You are now. You are this. So what a relief to recognize that there's nothing you need to do to welcome, to be with, to hold your experience. When you realize that experience is made of you, the experiencer, the one experiencer, the only experiencer you can verify, not the person, but the capacity, well, that ends the conflict with what is here. And that, you could say, is an integration, the integration of experience, the making peace, the accepting, the loving of experience, the loving of what's here, of what's present. But that's just a way to talk about the fact and the recognition of that fact. That recognition we could call awakening or enlightenment. The recognition that life is one, life is whole, life includes all, life is all, and you are life. And this is why we use the word non-duality. The word non-duality is pointing to that sameness, the equalness, the wholeness of experience. It's not something you can attain. It's not something you can arrive at. It's only ever something you are, not a thing that you are, but an actuality that you are, whether you know it or not.
Like you say, it's actually the most easy, easier than easy, simpler than simple. It's it's already happening as what you are. If you just look at your experience now, there is nothing but this flow of experience. There is nothing but, well, the words completely fail to describe it in any sense, but you could say it's just a energetic display, an outpouring of this experiential facticity. There's this aliveness to this here, this now, this present moment, the only moment there is right now. And it's a flow. It's not this static event. There are no parts to the flow. There's only the flow. If you just follow it directly now, it's not like the flow is beginning somewhere and ending somewhere. It's only a flow. It is quite literally the infinite ocean flowing. And there's no sides to the ocean. There's no bottom to the ocean. There's no top to the ocean. It's just ocean. And it seems to be constantly dynamic within its own isness. So if you look at that and you really can see that, then there's nothing to integrate there. There's nothing, because it's all very, very clear. But if you can't see that, then it might take what seems like effort, I guess, to go, right, I'm just going to be with my experience today. I'm going to be here with my experience and let it all be exactly as it is. It all is as it is, regardless. But that might be a way in. If you can't see it immediately, you know, that might be a way in. Just say, right, I'm going to be present. I'm going to be here. I'm going to be with experience. And after a while of being present here with, you notice that there is no present here with. Those are already the case. You are already as that. But after a while, that might become clear. If that's at first not clear, that will become clear. Because it can't not, because you realize it's like, oh, there's nothing being done there. It may seem like it takes some effort, but if you can, just notice the flow. Notice what's already happening. And that really just knocks everything over. It kind of solves the whole apparent problem in one seeing, because there's no longer anything to integrate. There's no different parts of experience to integrate. If you see it clearly, you see it's actually the perfection of what it is as it's arising and can't be other. There's no resistance. There is only the flow. And that is seen as love. Fear is kind of an imaginary resistance to what is arising. But when you see there can't be resistance to what's arising, that disappears as an imagination, because it never was a real thing. You know, it was a quality appearing on the flow. You know, it's,
yeah, if you experience resistance to what is arising, then you are experiencing an experience of resistance. How is that resistance showing up? Notice its various characteristics and see how all of those characteristics are experiences. Is there anything, is there anyone who is resistive, who is in a state of resistance? Or is it truer to say that you are that one who experiences the state of resistance, who isn't changed by that state, isn't affected by that state? So if there is resistance present, see how there's no one who is resistant. See how you are not changed by that state. And as you said, when you really look at what is happening here, what's occurring here, when you pay close attention with curiosity and openness to this present moment, you find a flow, this endless movement of a life, this energetic display, abundant outpouring of life. And within that could be a particular characteristic of energy labeled resistance. But that resistance is part of the flow. It's flowing. It never gets stuck, never stays, never lasts, nothing does. All is transient. So if you go into the very aliveness of anything, do you find the description? So for example, when you go into the very aliveness, the very felt sense of resistance, do you find resistance there? Do you find some real stuff called resistance? a metaphor I often use is when you dip your hand in water and feel the felt sense of water, only the felt sense, putting everything else experienceable about that water to one side, and you feel the water. Do you find water in that feeling, in that felt sense, in the sensation itself? You don't find water there. In recognizing that, go to the other modes of awareness. Go to the sound. Do you find water in the sound of water? Do you find water in the appearance of water? If not, then where is the water? What you do find is undeniable. You find something. You find something that isn't a thing. You find an immediacy of presence. There's some presence there. There's an isness there. It's positive. There isn't an absence. There's the absence of water, because water is a concept. There's the absence of resistance, because resistance is a concept. But what you do find is this positive sentience, aliveness. And actually, it turns out that that's what you've always sought. That's what you've always believed was not here, not the resistance, not the anger, not the fear, not the pain, not the anxiety. That's not aliveness. That can't be aliveness. That can't be presence. That can't be life. This fear can't be life. Or what is fear beyond the label of fear? That's the question. What's the nature of fear? What's the nature of resistance? What's the nature of anything? Now, go along the lines of that inquiry. And what do you find? There's freedom in that recognition of the indefinability of any expression, because no expression can be characterized, can be conditioned, can be constrained by the interpretation of what's there. So you find that what's there is absolutely seamlessly at one with the flow of experience. Does not have a beginning, does not have an end. I mean, based on our empirical appreciation of this moment, our direct seeing of this moment, there's no end. We don't find an end to experience. We don't find an end to awareness. We don't find a beginning to the flow. So that flow holds it all. There's no effort required. And of course, it's totally reasonable to do a practice or do a meditation or an inquiry or to be with. But see that any of those things are only about noticing. Meditation is only about noticing what's present, expanding your appreciation of what is present. Inquiry is only asking what is true about what is present. And you're not striving for an answer. If anything, you are appreciating the lack of an answer, therefore the dissolution of the question. And that's all about noticing. So you only need to notice, and noticing is awareness. Noticing is experience, and it's already happening. No effort is really required, although it might seem that way. No effort is really required. Like, you don't even need to let it be. You don't even need to try and notice, because you are noticing. That's your nature. Your nature is to notice. That's what you are. You are noticing.
Yes. Now, I really liked what you said, that resistance is an experience. I think that's an important clarification, actually, because rather than not resisting, find out whether there is resistance. Find out whether there is any of those other feelings that you were talking about, you know, anger, sadness, fear. Find out what really those things are. Whatever arises has to be experienced. It just has to be. It's literally can't not be, even if it's kind of fuzziness, even if it's like, oh, I'm lost in my mind. That is an experience. Then you're in perfect clarity, because experiencing is always perfect clarity. It's the appearances that might have the seeming quality of not perfect clarity. You know, as a metaphor, the sky is always perfectly clear. The sun is always shining above the clouds, but the clouds seem to obscure it, you know. The sun's always there shining. It just seems like the clouds literally block out the sun, but they don't. It's not, you know. And it's kind of the same with experience. It's always at the most absolutely perfect clarity. No matter what the experiential characteristics are, they're experienced with absolute clarity. Crystal clear. I mean, beyond crystal clear. So crystal clear, so transparently perfect that you then mistake that clarity for the appearances and you go into the experiential characteristics and take them to be an absolute or real or true. It is the flow. It is God. It is pure infinite expression. You could then be and forgiven for going into the feeling of resistance and thinking you are literally resisting something, that you are holding up reality, you know, with this resistance. But it's never the case. It just takes, it's just a matter of looking more closely, really. Just look more closely. And like you said, I feel, you know, this is important to say as well, that it's, I do think there's an aspect where it's important to be honest with yourself. If you're really, you can't see it, then there's nothing wrong with utilizing different methods, different exploration tools in order to see this. But the appearances of experience are so, so compelling that the fact of the absolute freedom that is present, the absolute clarity, the infinite, amazing, qualityless, transcendent, just whatever words you want to throw out, this fact of experience is overlooked constantly because these qualities are so compelling. I mean, if you look around, it's so rich, isn't it? Just vivid and rich and seemingly patterned that it's not never questioned. And the only thing you can ever find is the fact that you were experiencing. But experiencing what exactly? You know, experience, there's not a what, it's just experiencing. We kind of add the what, don't we? We add, I'm experiencing. What am I experiencing? Well, you're experiencing. I mean, there's actually not a need to add anything more onto that. If we're going with a really absolute view of the truest possible way of looking at things, experiencing, you're experiencing. And not even you are experiencing, it's just experiencing. No separate moving parts, just experiencing. And the appearances of experience are, of course, made of infinity. So, of course, they're going to seem infinitely believable. There's only experience. It's just experience happens to look. Well, it looks like all of this. That's what experience looks like. It's amazing, is what it is. It's amazingly magical in its arising and disappearing. But there's only experiencing, so it's you know, you can always trace it back to that fact, which is the most amazing fact of it.
Yeah, you can always trace any experience to the experiencing fact. You can always find experiencing in every experience. That closer look takes you to the verb, takes you to the flow, as opposed to the fixation on the concrete appearance of the noun. Nothing is concrete, nothing is fixed, nothing is stable in appearance. What is stable is the consistent ground of experiencing. So pushing away any experience is futile. As the Borg said in Star Trek, resistance is futile. It's true. Resistance is futile, and the word futile means at its root incapable of producing a result. And that's the nature of seeking. In seeking, we hope to arrive at a better state, a better me, through pushing away and obtaining experiences. We see ourselves as micromanagers of experiencing. What micromanagers of experience is. I'm an individual and I need to try and orchestrate things in accordance with my will, my likes, and do my best to navigate away from the stuff I don't like, the stuff that doesn't make me feel comfortable, doesn't make me feel happy. But all of that is futile. All of that is based on resistance. It's based on deficiency. As an individual, you are deficient. As an individual, you are isolated, you're cut off from the whole. So your resources are very limited as an individual. So you have to try and cultivate resources. You have to try and cultivate the stuff that will apparently take you towards your desired life, desired sense of self, because it's not within you. You're small, you're finite, you're restricted. And so in believing that you are that individual, you try to find wholeness, you try to find the fullness of life. And all of it is futile. All of it is based on this belief, and it is only a belief, thankfully, that you're not whole, that you're not what you seek, that you are not love, you are not connection, you're not peace, you're not clarity, you're not safety, you're not home. I'm not those things, and those things are not here. They're not within my reach. What can I do to effectively navigate as that restricted person and eventually arrive at all of those things? See, then we get on a kind of treadmill and we focus so much on the means that those real qualities of self are missed, because they're always here anyway. They're always the ground. They're always what you are. But in getting on the treadmill of seeking out of deficiency, out of lack, out of insecurity, well, that becomes your focus, that becomes your identity, and it's maintained as such. So there must be another way, because it seems resistance is futile. All of it is incapable of producing a real result. So what's another way of not navigating life, not even trying to be with life or welcoming life, what is here, but recognizing you are life, never at odds with whatever is here, because whatever is here is made of you. Therefore, no need to resist. Therefore, no need to go to conflict or seek something better, because you are that. And it's about recognizing that.